This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Three games to go, and we don't want to finish this season like we did on the weekend. We're really challenging each other like we have all season throughout training, and yeah, hopefully holding us in good stead for the last three games. And we have an opportunity to climb up the ladder. We might not necessarily be in the finals, but the higher we can get, the better it will be.
And also, I guess you're playing Swifts, you're playing Lightning, you're playing Mavs, all those teams are sort of in that fight as well. Do you guys see yourselves as potentially being a bit of a disruptor as well, and sort of having an effect on who makes finals?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's pretty crazy to look at this season and the teams that are contesting for, you know, that fourth position and below. And I think, yeah, we're, you know, we've got really good opportunities coming forward these next 3 weeks. And I think, yeah, if we can knock someone out of finals, how great would that be? And yeah, it's just something to play for. But for us, it's focusing on our game plan and how we play and how we want to finish this season off.
What about, coming up against the Swifts? We got a great win against them earlier in the year, and I guess you guys would be itching to do the double over them. But then we've also seen with Paige coming back, like the impact that she's had in terms of their upswing and results. So you know it's going to be a tough game down there.
Yeah, it is a tough game, and it always is against the Swifts. And I feel like there is that Queensland-New South Wales rivalry there. And I think the fact that we really put the foot down here home early in the season, I think it's a great opportunity for us to go down to Sydney, give it our best shot. And you know, they are an experienced team, and I think having Paige back adds more experience, but we're up for the challenge and we're going to give it our best shot.
For you personally, it's probably been an interesting season with so many sort of your big court buddies dropping in and out of the team throughout the season. Like, how hard was that through the first half of the season for you to sort of keep that midcourt going as sort of you were the consistent presence in there?
Yeah, it was actually the Swifts game when I was saying I'd lost all my three mates, and you know, we had Jesse really step up in that game. And yeah, I think for us, like, I miss them when they're not out on court with me, but I think at the same time we've got really good depth in our squad with our training partners. So being able to have someone like Jesse come in and have a really good game, we got the win that week. So I think for me, it's nice to have them all back now. And I think, you know, we have had some niggles throughout the whole year, and it hasn't been so smooth for us as a team of 11. So I think, yeah, this week will be good. We've got everyone and everyone's raring and ready to go.
I saw you and Rubes and Mace having a bit of a chat out there as well. Like, how much are you guys, as the leaders, as the leadership group within the team, how much are you guys really sort of pushing that message that, hey, look, we've got three more games, but we really want to make sure that we give a good account of ourselves in those three games?
Yeah, Rubes, Mace and I have been here for a while now, and, you know, having some fresh faces in this group has been a big addition for our group. But I think, yeah, the overall success for us is to finish this season off strong, and we're going to really drive that as a leadership group, and we just want the best for everyone, and we're going to give it a really red-hot crack.
Finally, we've obviously seen with the Swifts that they've shown at times that they can obviously get on a roll, but they've shown that they are perhaps a little bit sort of vulnerable at times. You kind of showed that in that round six win. Is it about, like, we saw the game here where the start wasn't ideal against the Fever last week. Is it about making sure that you guys hit that court on Sunday and get going from the start?
Yeah, absolutely. Where any team can take it in this competition, and it's about being really consistent with your quarters. But I think first and foremost, that first quarter is key. We want to nail our first shots. We want to nail our first centre pass, and we want to go really hard in D right from the beginning. And that's going to be what we do moving forward for the rest of this season. And yeah, the weekend wasn't great and we've learnt from it. And now we move on to next week.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.